go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubecker, your host, and I'm back with another great episode again this week. Well, this week we're going to dive into some of the bad instead of some of the good. We are going to talk about the 8 biggest mistakes that small businesses are making right now in 2023 in hopes that I can get you to avoid making these mistakes. Some of them you may have done, some of them you may not have done, but I'll bet you out of these 8, I'll bet you everybody's good for at least 4 or 5. Maybe you're not doing them right now, but you have done them in the past, and I will be willing to bet money there's at least 1 or 2 on this list that you are doing right now. So get back, sit down, grab some coffee, and let's get into it. The biggest mistake I see small business clients make is that they treat their marketing as an expense versus an investment. Marketing is nothing more than an investment in your brand. Yes, some of the money we spend on marketing, definitely we want a direct sales response. And we look at that in the back of our head like a cost of goods sold type thing. That's partially true. But in bulk, it is an investment. Every time we put an impression out there through digital media, or every time we put a billboard up or whatever and someone sees that, it is having people take a look at our brand. There is certainly a time and place where some of those will definitely make direct buying decisions right then. But more of it is a long-term play in getting our brand out in the marketplace. So we need to really view those numbers as an investment in ourselves and in our brand and stop looking at it as just an expense. Secondly, number 2, not having a written, fully worked out marketing plan that comes along with a marketing budget. How many times have you or do you know another business owner has just said, well, we're just going to kind of wing it. Hey, here's a number we're going to throw at some marketing. And then just kind of spend it on whatever they think it needs to get spent on that month or that quarter and not have any clear goals and not had any clear budget. And I just kind of winged it. Yeah, they say typically about 25% of businesses is all that actually have a full marketing plan with a marketing budget. So that means 75% of small businesses don't have one. That's a pretty big number. 3 out of 4 don't. Wow. Biggest mistake number 3 that I do not want you to make this year, I don't want you to make it ever, is targeting the wrong audience. If you're not spending your dollars and if you're not putting your funds where they need to go towards your audience, towards your avatar, that's why long time ago, we'll probably revisit this episode some point in the near future. Here we talked about a customer avatar and fleshing out exactly who this customer is that you want to sell to. Well, that's key to make sure that you're targeting the right people. You need to know who your customer is. You need to know your customer like you know yourself. In all actuality, you need to know your customer better than yourself. So know your customer and target the right audience. They go hand in hand. Number 4 on my list, not differentiating what you're selling or what you're doing. So basically not making what you do unique. Being like everybody else, not being unique, not doing things differently, not letting people know how you do things differently. Too often, you get people, especially we see this in people selling products, that specifically they talk about, okay, well, our widget does this and this and this and this and this and this. People don't want to hear that. People want to know what problem you're going to solve. If you can communicate to a potential customer what the problem is that they have and what the problem that your widget solves, you're going to be so much better off than trying to sell them on features. You'll get the strange person or two that will buy off features, but the vast majority of us consumers want to know how this product benefits me and what problem it'll solve. And if you can do that and communicate that clearly, you're ahead of the pack. Number 5, you don't know what marketing your competitors are doing. You don't know how they're advertising. You don't know what they're advertising. You may know if it works or not, but you don't know exactly what it is they're doing. You need to know exactly what they're doing, how they're doing it, and gauge yourself as to, hey, is this working? Then I should be doing some of this. Is this not working? No. Is there something like it I can do and change it to make it better so it actually works? But you have to know exactly where they're at. You have to know what they're doing and you have to know where they're spending their marketing dollars at. Because they're going after the same customers that you are. So you need to know what they're doing, because if you don't know what they're doing, you have no idea what's going on in your marketplace. You absolutely have to know. You absolutely have to know. You have to take a look. Are they running Facebook ads? You know, have they been spending money on SEO? How are they doing? Do they seem to be growing? Are they opening new locations? Well, they must probably be doing something right. So success leaves clues. Sometimes that you can get tidbits off what they're doing. If they're a bigger competitor than you are and they have a huge marketing budget, hey, take a look at what things they're doing and what are working and what aren't, and only choose to benefit from using the things that are working, and leave the things that aren't alone. Number six, not recognizing how critical your existing customers are. Your existing customers are the best audience you have to sell to. They are the cheapest audience you have to sell to, and it'll cost you 6, 8, even 10 times more to get a new customer than it will be to sell something to an existing customer. Make sure that you're setting aside a decent amount of your marketing budget, usually 20 or 30%, maybe more depending, on marketing to your existing customers. Now, this can go by remarketing on things like Facebook or Instagram ads, or it could be to mailers and coupons, special deals, any of those sorts of things to keep your old customers buying is key. And it's cheaper. It's going to be cheaper on your bottom line. Like I say, 8 or 10 or sometimes even 12 times more expensive per dollar spent to get a new customer to spend the same amount as an old customer. Number seven, your online presence. Do you have a weak online presence? Do you have a Facebook, but you haven't posted on it in 6 months? Have you not even claimed your Google business if you're a small local business? Have you not done any SEO on your website? Is your website not even complete? All those things are important, and those are the things that people are looking for. Specifically, one thing on the online presence is your website mobile optimized? If not, you're missing out on maybe 80 or 85% of people being happy, because 80 or 85% of traffic on websites these days is from mobile devices of some sort. So make sure that your social medias are on point, make sure that your website is on point, and that for everything you're thinking about it from a mobile perspective, because that's how most people will be shopping for you these days. And last, but far, far, far from least, do you know your numbers? You know, do you know your marketing metrics? Do you know your numbers? You know, do you know, okay, well, what does it cost me to acquire a customer? You know, what does it cost me to get a click through to my website? What is my long-term value of a customer? So when I get a new customer over the customer's lifetime, you know, depending on what that lifetime is, how much money am I going to make off them? You know, what does it cost me to get a customer? How much does each lead cost? All these things are metrics that you need to know, and you need to be able to compare between one source or another. Don't pay attention to emotions and you pay attention to numbers. You're going to be that much better off. So, so important to make sure that you know your numbers, and probably one of the most, if not the most important thing on here. If you know your numbers, all these other things are going to fall into place, because say if you know your numbers, you're going to know that, hey, if I'm on the wrong audience and my numbers all of a sudden spike up, stop, pause. You know, if my message is not differentiating my product or service or whatever, hey, pause, my numbers don't look right. Hey, if I'm not doing the right kind of marketing that my competition is and that people are not reacting to, again, my numbers will tell that. Same thing with existing customers. If I'm watching my numbers of what it costs per sale, and what it costs to get a new customer versus what an existing customer is worth over lifetime value, same thing. And it will obviously be a tell. Your marketing won't look right if you don't have your online presence right. So knowing your marketing numbers is probably the most, if not one of the most important things on this list. So those are my eight. Let's go through those one more time for you. Let's make sure we're treating our marketing budget as an investment in us, in our brand. Let's have a written marketing plan with a written marketing budget with metrics on there and goals that we want to achieve with that dollars and plan. Let's make sure we're targeting the right audience. Let's make sure that we're differentiating what we do, what we sell, our products, our services. Let's make sure we're paying attention to our competitors and what kind of marketing they're doing. Let's make sure we realize how valuable our existing customers are and how much cheaper it is to sell additional product to them than it is to go and find a new customer. Let's be conscious of and make sure that we have a strong online presence in both website and socials. And last, but certainly not least, let's know our marketing metrics. Let's know our numbers. Lots to chew off in these eight things. That was certainly just a very quick overview, Perhaps on an upcoming episode, we'll dive into some much deeper. But until then, get to know these eight, do some Googling, dig into them, get to know them like the back of your hand. As always, if this was beneficial to you, please give us a like, give us a share, let people know about the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. Until next week, this has been Steve Schaubacher. Let's get after it.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.